Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. How much do you hate losing money? I can't stand it, and it burns me even more when it's for needless fees. I work hard and I want my money to do the same. Investing in your 401k is a smart way to do that, but many times the options are a mess. That's where Divvy can help. Sign up, get assessed, and they will give you a model with specific low-cost index funds or ETF recommendations that fit you. And if your 401k doesn't have the options available, they'll tailor one based on what you do have. You continue to invest on your own, and they send you alerts when you need to rebalance. It's a win-win, the best of do-it-yourself investing with some guidance to help you avoid information overload. Divvy offers an affordable online subscription, and Couple Money listeners can save even more. Just visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY. Happy Monday. Last week, Letitia Stiles discussed being committed as a wife and an entrepreneur. One takeaway I really appreciated was how she created boundaries between her personal and professional life while still keeping the lines open with her husband. To follow up on finding that balance as entrepreneurs and being active and engaged with family, I'm sharing a bit more from a chat I had earlier this month with Justin and Rebecca Rhodes on how they work together with four little kids. They have some practical tips that you can use today and beyond. I hope you enjoy.
I think having kids and having these distractions is probably one of the best things you can do for your business because it teaches you to focus. We've had to focus on the number one things. Mm-hmm. We've had six great ideas, eliminating five, going for the best because we only have a certain amount of time, energy, and mind space. So then we work in the evening, and it's very scheduled about putting the kids to bed, giving them a snack before bed, reading them a book. We're all doing this together. Yeah, we're all giving them the bath. We're all brushing their teeth, flossing their teeth, reading to them. So I think it's been important to have a schedule and a structure just to be able to guard our what little time we have. Because we are literally doing this on a 20-hour work week.
Yeah. I will say this too. We also are very guarded with our time and saying no to things that don't meet our end goal. Yeah. And for a while, our end goal was financial stability. Yeah. And we were like, if whenever an invitation came in to do something or, you know, something, a speaking engagement for Justin came across our desk, it was kind of like, okay, does this meet our end goal? And it was like, oh, it doesn't. Okay. Hey, I'm sorry. The answer's no. And, you know, we had to say no to a lot of good things, but we just had laser focus. Like, you just have to have laser focus and you just have to say no. And that, it's really hard. It's really hard to say no, you know, when you get invited to a fun party with your friends or, you know, you want to go to that conference, but it's not really in the budget to go or it doesn't meet our end goal, you know.
We would say, every day I would say, I would write out the number one goal, and it was to get out of debt and be financially stable. And so that helped me focus and plan each day and ultimately our life during that time.
Maybe for a couple listening right now and they want to work as a team together, what steps or resources would you two suggest?
The resources we've used to succeed in business, I would say it all started with the 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. It's a book. Also, but even if I could only recommend people three things, I would say the Smart Passive Income with Pat Flynn, and then the Brian Harris's videofruit.com, which he teaches you how to build your audience and launch a product to that audience. And then the third thing would be the book Launch by Jeff Walker. I mean, I picked that up at the library, and it walked me through my own product launch for my film. And it got us our big start. That was our big start to get us financially stable and to launch ourselves into with our audience. We built up an audience that we could serve in that way. And I would say those things are huge and a great starting point.
Thanks again to Justin and Rebecca for sharing their advice.
If you want to see what they're up to, please visit them on YouTube. I have the link up in the show notes along with resources mentioned. Who would you like to hear on Money Monday? Let me know. Tweet, email me, or share on Facebook. I'd love to see your picks. And thank you to our sponsor. Please check out Divi when you have a chance. Their support helps me keep this show running. Our theme song was written and performed by Gentle Regime. Additional music from Lee Rosevear. And a big thanks to you. Your support means so much. Thank you for sharing these episodes with your friends. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.